I am so pissed. In 2025, you're still smiling and applying your blush like this, and when you stop, it looks like that. Or if your under eyes are still creasing, they're cakey and not cute, then you have not been listening to my makeup tips and tricks. These tips work. I made a bunch of viral concealer tutorials and a bunch of viral blush tutorials. The problem is, nobody's watching them together. So this tutorial, for once and all, will explain how to conceal and blush at the same time for the smoothest transition, smoother than the red flag you have been talking to. Here's a quick face map to show you where the concealer, bronzer, and blush go on your face. Concealer goes here, here, and here. A bronzer goes here, here, and on the sides of your nose. If concealer goes here and bronzer goes here, where does the blush go? The blush goes here, 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 and here, where the concealer and the bronzer overlap. This is your concealer, your blush, your bronzer layer. There should be a smooth transition between concealer and the blush, and the blush and the bronzer. When you blend it out, the transition should be very, very smooth. And now let's create this on the face. Please take a screenshot because this will become memory. Moisturize your face, but do not over moisturize. You don't want your makeup to slip. If you have under eye puffiness or lines or wrinkles, add a tiny bit of eye cream. Make sure you're very gentle because this area is very, very sensitive. Apply foundation starting from the nose and taking it out, but do not add any under the eyes. That's where the concealer will go. I'm creating under eye dark circles for education purpose only. Under eye circles can be hereditary or maybe caused due to lack of sleep, stress. There are different color correctors in the market, from shades going from light pink all the way to peach and almost red. Depending on the intensity of your dark circles, pick a color. I'm going to go in with the e.l.f. Camo Concealer in the shade orange. This is a color corrector. I'm going to dot it on top of the dark circle. Gently going to blend it on top of the dark circle, camouflaging it. Thin layer of coverage on top. Orange on the color wheel cancels the blue and the purple undertones, so this will help camouflage the dark circle that is underneath. If you immediately go in with a concealer, that is probably the biggest mistake you're making, because of which the color corrector and concealer are mixing. Tiny bit of powder. Even it on your hand, you're locking in the color corrector ever so slightly so it doesn't mix with the concealer. Slightly mattified the color corrector and now add the concealer. But if you add the concealer directly, unfollow me. If you have lines and wrinkles, this is not how you do it. Put the concealer on the back of your hand. Tiniest dot of foundation. Mix the concealer and the foundation to create a thinner consistency. You don't need a full coverage concealer if you don't have intense dark circles. Press it in the inner corner in a controlled fashion. Add it all over. Drop the brush. Go pee, poop, fight with your husband, walk your dog, but do not touch the under eye. Let your concealer dry. The more it dries, the more coverage you get. Once the concealer dries a little bit, squint and see if you find any concealer settling into the lines under your eyes. This is a great tip for those who are 40 and over, or for anyone who has lines and creases under the eye. If you remove this excess concealer from there, that will stop the creasing. Go back in with the same brush and blend it out to create a smooth, flawless, minimal layer of coverage. Bring in the bronzer into the mix, but put it on the back of your hand. Pick it up on a brush. A bronzer always goes on the outer parts of the face, adding warmth and blending into the hairline. It is as simple as that. You have to create this transition on your face. So take the blush and add it where the concealer meets the bronzer. Here, here, and here. Blending in a circular motion on the cheek, taking it under the eye, and then slowly transitioning it up onto the temples. Also go back in with the concealer brush and make sure the concealer blends into the blush. You go in with powders like this on a puff, you will immediately ruin the whole situation. Creasing and caking just like here. When life gets tough, you skip the puff and pick up the brush. Even it out on your hand. Press it under the eye to set the concealer. You're not shocking the concealer. You're saying, hi concealer, meet the powder, and marrying the powder and the concealer. Then take the powder on the puff and even it out. Now press it right. Once the powder sits for 30 seconds, dust it off. You'll create a soft bake, which will add brightness and also a poreless smooth finish. Powder blush and powder bronzer to add more intensity. Now the powder is sitting on your face as if a Uber is going to pick it up. You have to melt the powder in, become second skin. You're diffusing the creams and the powders together to give you one layer of coverage which looks like your skin but a little elevated. It's effortless flow of color from the concealer to blush to bronzer, and you can see the smooth transition. There's no creasing or caking in the under eyes. You use the concealer in a controlled fashion. You let it dry and remove the excess. You set your concealer with powder but in a very, very soft, gentle manner. You did not shock your under eyes.